So how's everything going besides that, Brandon?
Well, I mean, but how much do you really want to know? I'm recovering from a cataract, or I'm 1 week, or I'm past my 1 week recovery for my cataract surgery in my left eye. Next Tuesday, I go and do my right eye, and then they're going to do some more stuff with lasers, and it sounds like I'm going to get back to 20/20 vision like I used to have.
Sounds like a good deal. I turned around and went through the same process and tried to get the same thing, but my eyes had damages that, anyway, I was in Sacramento, California, actually. Of course, I'm in Oregon now, but, and I got told that damages to my eyes have been done, and my construction period, there was no way they would give me LASIK or any corrective.
All right, well, now you got me curious. What kind of damage happened to your eyes to where they couldn't do any corrective procedures?
Well, the last one was on my left eye. We were taking the First National Bank here in Klamath Falls, and we were gutting the First National Bank, turning it into the Elks Lodge, and I was wearing a pair of safety goggles. And I actually had, we were tearing out lather and plaster on the walls. Break. And while I was grinding the lather and plasters off the, basically the studs of the building on the First National Bank here in Klamath, a piece of metal shot through, literally, the side of the ventilation vents on the goggles I was wearing and shot dead into my eye. And it wasn't a good time. I went to the emergency room and at that time it was, I don't know, it was whatever it was. Then it was Sky Lakes later, and break. They turned around and they tried grabbing the piece of steel out of my eye. They broke it off at eye level, and then I went to the surgeon here in Klamath, which was Terry Graham, and she turned around and had to grind through, I think it was 5 layers of my eye, and she said that you only have 5 layers in your eyeball itself, and she had to go through 5 in order to get the metal pulled out that the emergency room attempted to get out and broke off. So it was a mess.
Ah, yes, that the physical damage, that's very hard to reverse, more so than internal eye degeneration. And, yeah, I know, I worked in a fab shop for almost 2 decades, right? I'm a welder by trade. Yeah, I remember getting a piece of carbon shot into my eye by my own personal fan that I turned it on after a week of vacation and just happened to be in the wrong place. I went straight to an eye doctor. He couldn't even
find it, and I told him where it was in my eye, and he got it and removed it, and ultimately I just have a floater. But yeah, metal in your eye, man, that's never good. I'm sorry to hear that. Not really much can be done. Yeah, no big deal. I just have two sets of glasses now. One night driving and one daytime driving. And then my left eye, turn one, was about 3 years before that, construction also. And it was wood that was shot into my left eye. And that was when I was about 27 years old. And they bandaged me up. And they blocked off my one eye, and that was before my right eye got its lath and plaster piece of metal in it. And I was bandaged up for about 3 weeks, I guess. And they did get the sliver out. And so anyway, yeah, that's my story.
Hey, I mean, that's a good story, anybody who's younger and listening, wear those ANSI-approved safety glasses and even sunglasses all the time because your eyes are super important. Wear them safety specs. I can't emphasize that enough.
Yeah, me either. It's no different in hearing protection. Same thing. In the military back in the 70s, they gave you these little orange earbuds, and I'm sitting there, well, I'm not going to say what my MOSs were, but anyway, my MOSs were basically classified, and the protection I had was basically nothing. And that's what my disability is now, basically.
Oh, John, come on. What was your MOS? I don't know. At least email it to me. I won't tell anybody. I promise. I mean, I don't even have enough friends to tell anyway.
My clearances are so outdated, it doesn't matter. Ballistic, directional, field artillery, directional, and FADAC, field artillery, basically reproduction and producing.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying you're an energetics expert?
I was electronics 100%. I was in my sophomore year of high school. I had my ham radio operator's license. I turned around and passed my Morse code. I turned around and built my first transmitter, first receiver, transmitter receiver, AM and ham. And, yeah, I was heavily in electronics, so that's what I did in the military was pretty much electronics, coding and data.
All right, fair enough. Dang, you could have been a gaming programmer if you went any further with it in, you know, the regular civilian world, but all right, that's cool. So anyways, that's where I'm at. I'm just trying to get my eyes fixed so that way I can do better.
Well, that's a good thing, Brandon. And I hope you get them squared away. Sounds like you're on the right process anyway.
Yeah, man. Like, I got high hopes. WRZD 517. It's definitely been a game changer since just the one surgery. Shout out to Dr. Welder at the CIS-UI Center in Ashland.
That's a great thing. That's really a great thing. Yeah, hope all goes well. Unfortunately for me, mine's been destroyed to the point where between my hearing, my eyesight, all of it's actually been military related, basically, for what I've been through. But hey, as long as you can get it taken care of and get it squared away, get it working for you, hey, more power to you. That's the way to go.
Hey, so do you get disability payments, since you sacrificed, everything?
And unfortunately, hate saying it, yes, I'm a disabled veteran.
Hey, that's fair. I get it why you wouldn't like it, but you earned it. You gave all, so it's only, nothing's fair, but you should get some sort of compensation since you put forth everything.
I'm 100% operational, and leave it at that. I'm 100% operational, and I am what I am, and I still do what I do. I just put up with the slightest idiosyncrasies that I have and what I do. No big deal. There's others out there that deserve a hell of a lot more than me. That's all I got to say.
Right on, John. I like it. Adapt and overcome, always. Right on.
Yeah. And hey, I back him up 100%. There's a lot of others that are out there that deserve more than I do. I've got a daughter that just came out, 11 years Air Force, in-flight refueler. Did Afghanistan. She did one Iraq, two Afghanistans. And now, there's, even though my time was during Vietnam vet, they didn't want me there. So I went over to Europe, and I did what I needed to do over there, and my daughter went through some pretty good tumultuous stuff. And now, those are the ones I respect. Those are the ones I give praise to, plain and simple.
Yeah, hey, I can't agree more. All right, man, I think I'm going to hop off unless there's anything else you want to talk about. WRZD 517 Brandon in Eagle Point.
Brandon, you be good. I got to get out. I got to take care of some animals. I got a chihuahua jumping up on my lap saying, "Get me out. I got to go party." Anyway, Brandon, you have a good one. God bless the family. You guys take care. WSBT 889. We're monitoring for a little bit and be going clear after that.
SBT 889, God bless you and yours. 517, standing by.